This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. We have Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Ben was so excited. DJ LeMatthew hits that homer to tie it up in the top of the ninth, and then you just heard during Seth's update, that would be Seth and his update, the homer from Altuve. So Houston wins the American League. Your World Series is set to start on Tuesday. Two in Houston, three in Washington, and two back in, well, at least two guaranteed in Washington, two back in Houston. One of our huge questions of the night, your early vibe on who will get a World Series ring, Nats or the Stros. We also do what we do during the football season on Saturday nights here on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Eyeball Test, top four teams in college football. I went Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma. Clemson hasn't played anybody yet. They haven't. And by default, I think Clemson and Oklahoma could both end up undefeated and in the Final Four. I don't think anybody's beaten Ohio State. You look at the Big Ten. I know Minnesota's a nice story out in the Big Ten West right now. Penn State held on to beat Michigan. Wisconsin loses at Illinois. Illinois hadn't beaten a ranked team since 2007. Man. Wow. And you see college football teams who are different home and away. You ask yourself, who's the baddest college football team this year who goes on the road and gets something done? Now, LSU's win at Texas looked bigger when it happened. Clemson, their biggest road win is what? Surviving at North Carolina? Alabama's biggest road win so far, fill in the blank. Ohio State's biggest road win, even I'll say with how good they've looked, is it's not Northwestern on Friday night. You know, I think you define the big boys by what they do on the road. Oklahoma on the road. They beat Texas at a neutral site in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. Who's your road warrior? I think a good champion, high school, college, pro, is defined by what they do on the road. I think the road to a championship happens with what a team does on the road. So I need your top four in college football and then your top four in the NFL. I go New England, San Francisco. Man, I like the way Russell Wilson and Seattle are playing right now. So I'll go New England, San Francisco, Seattle, New Orleans, Green Bay and Buffalo on the outside looking in. Because it's kind of like Green Bay's win at Dallas doesn't look that big right now when the Jets beat them and the Cowboys are 3-3. And I don't put Kansas City. I get with Mahomes, and even with that defense and how they were lucky to win at Detroit, and I get it's not luck, it's any given Sunday. So you're a huge four in college football, and also you're a huge four in the NFL. And I gave you my huge opinion before the top of last hour on a simple move the NFL could make called the Sky Judge. In this box, which would feature two other officials, and all three are watching the game in real time, looking at replays, and if there's a bad flag thrown or a penalty that's missed, they have a right to buzz down to the referee. And then the referee has the immediate communication and tells everybody what's going on. It may not be where they have the right to buzz in and say, hey, you missed a penalty. It could be just when a flag's thrown, they could validate it or tell the officiating crew to pick it up. I think that sky judge, to me, is the biggest no-brainer the NFL has ever seen. And it's time for credibility to hire full-time officials because, folks, it's getting bad. And the NFL has this one-year experiment with the Rules Committee on pass interference. They review every scoring play. What's complete the process in a catch compared to not completing the process? There is way too much inconsistency. So we'll take your feedback. A lot to talk about in our final hour. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Tony in Toronto. Listening in Canada on AM 590 in Ontario. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I like where you're going with this, with the sky judge, but I'd like to take it a step differently. Like, the instead of having the sky judge or whatever, you give the coaches four challenges, okay? And their video review team looks at it, and then they challenge right there and then in real time because their video guys are watching it. And then they throw their flag in and challenge. Now, if they're wrong with the passer, because there's certain calls that you can't. So let's say it's pass interference or a completed catch or they thought they went into the end zone and they said no. If they're wrong, they get a 15-yard penalty. If they're right, then the call gets reversed. And it's done that way versus you're having judges or anything else. Now it's up to the team to have a proper, it's almost like the hockey with the offside that they're doing right now. Like if a coach makes a mistake, instead of losing their timeout, they get a 2-minute penalty type of idea. And it puts more onus on the team to have proper video people working in their booth and everything else. Like I was talking to your screener, like not every, you can't challenge every call, but especially now with the face mask or pass interference and all that, if you get each team to do something like that, and then you have, it goes right down to your war room, it's decided quickly, and the game has now credibility, because if you start putting judges here and everything there, the way I look at it is, football, there's a lot of betting and everything else. How do you know that those judges are not in favor of, you know what I mean? So now it's like, it's your team gets their video people going to the war room and see if they call it right or not.
Tony, thanks for the call on AM 590 in Toronto, Canada. And we can say the same thing about with gambling. Are the video replay judges right now, are the officials? I mean, the one flag on hands to the face in the Lions, Packers, the back judge waited until Rodgers was on the ground, and then he threw a hands-to-the-face flag, waiting to see if he would complete the pass. It's ridiculous. The only thing I like about the sky judge, he can be ahead of the officials if there's a flag immediately, and he can let them know, hey, you made the right call, or no, pick it up. And then the official is going to throw the flag or not throw the flag. I don't know if they'll feel as much pressure, because if a sky judge overturns you, it's kind of like a court system, right, in America. There's a referee and there's a judge. I'm a divorce dad. So if you have an issue or you want to change something in your divorce decree, you go see the referee first. If you don't like what the referee has said, you then have the ability to go to the judge. That's a process. And I think in the NFL, the sky judge would be simple because they're ahead of it. I mean, you watch some of the video on the Lions and Green Bay, and you would think that the fix was in. I swear, when you look at the video, not because the Lions lost, not about the final score. It's like watching the Cowboys and the Jets. And there was flag after flag on the Cowboys. It's like the NFL or the officials are trying to will Dak Prescott and the Cowboys into the end zone. And yes, one or two of them may have been legit, but when you see five or six in a row, or you have six egregious calls that are just horse manure, and this is the NFL. These are supposed to be the best officials in the world when it comes to the game of football. The best anywhere in the world. And I think it's getting worse. I think Major League Baseball needs the electronic strike zone. I know Mraz was upset about the home plate umpire in Game 6, which the Yankees lost tonight on the Altuve walk-off two-run homer. It's time. Electronic strike zone. That's it. That way you take an umpire who has a grudge against this team, that pitcher, that catcher, that hitter. Done. Electronic strike zone. He calls ball or strike based on the electronic strike zone. Is it imperative for an umpire to have that much leeway to decide what his strike zone is that day? No. It's like someone saying, you know what, we're gonna move the pitcher's mound back 5 feet today because I don't like you. I think there are horrible Major League Baseball umpires who do nothing but envy the players and the money they make, and they hold grudges for years, and you know the bad ones. I don't have to say their names. You know when you watch TV. I've seen horrible umpires at the college level, like the College World Series. But there's a circle that if you're inside the circle, just like the NFL referees, they won't throw you out. How many referees or umpires do you hear that are fired for poor performance? Hey, a lot of Major League Baseball players are cut because they don't get somebody out or they can't hit anymore. A lot of NFL players are cut because they miss field goals or they can't tackle or they can't catch or they can't throw and hit the broadside of a barn and they're shown the door. But how often do you see, you hear about them retiring, how often do you see referees or umpires or NBA officials, how often do you see an official fired for incompetence? It's this protected, sacred ground that I don't understand. And I'm not ripping all umpires. This is about the bad ones. And you know who you are. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. How many people agree with me with the Sky Judge?
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We are looking for your top four teams in college football, top four in the NFL, early vibe on the Astros and the Nationals in the World Series that will start on Tuesday night. Two in Houston, three if necessary in Washington, and two back in Houston if necessary. Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Horowitz, a Yankees fan. Graceffo, a happy Mets fan, celebrating a heartbreaking Yankees loss after they tied it up at four in the ninth. Then Altuve went yard with the walk-off. Seth Canter, I will have that highlight and more. Big day in college football. Number six, Wisconsin. One of the most shocking losses you'll ever see in Big Ten history. They get knocked off by winless and winless in the Big Ten, Illinois. Penn State holds on with the whiteout in Happy Valley. Jim Harbaugh, I think I saw the number, 1-10 against top 10 teams since he took over 5 years ago at Michigan. And with two Big Ten losses, Ohio State isn't losing two games in the Big Ten. There'll be no trip to the Big Ten championship game in Indy, where the University of Michigan, one of the biggest tradition programs in America, they have never played in the Big Ten championship game. My huge four in college football at this hour, I'm going Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma. Clemson hasn't played anybody, and they won't play anybody all season long. I can't put them in there. Can't do it right now. top four in the NFL, New England, San Francisco, Seattle, New Orleans, Green Bay, and Buffalo knocking on the door. And my early vibe is Astros in six. So if you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Scott in beautiful Boston, Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Bill, good evening, sir. Oh, morning, I believe, right? On the East Coast. We're in the
Yeah, good morning to you on the East Coast and good night to you on the West Coast.
Cool. Well said. Well said. All right. So I'm going to get to my main point in a sec, but I will open by saying the Pats are going to go 16-0 this year. They really are. Monday night's going to be a little test to see what this offense is. They're debating. This is the local talk up here. Whether or not they need to sign someone offensively, the defense is lights out. But offensively, eh. We're going to see what they do at New York on Monday night. Moving on, back to your replay topic there, replay. I think it should be ended in every sport of all kinds. As I told you, call screener, bring back the human element. I don't care if they get the call wrong and my team loses because of a half an inch one way or the other, or in hockey the puck went in but it didn't. But let's just play sports, because I'm telling you right now, Bill, I'm getting tired of these 7-minute delays in the middle of the game. It's sucking the air out of the enjoyment of watching sports. What say you?
Thank you, Scotty, in Boston. Appreciate your huge opinion. Yeah, the Sky Judge would speed it up. It really would. I think the Sky Judge, you know, the Association for American Football, whatever it was called, short-lived. They didn't figure out you need to pay people and have a pool of money, but the Sky Judge is a beautiful thing. Let's go to Alf in Michigan, listening on 97.1 The Ticket out of Detroit. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Hugh?
How you doing, Alf?
Hey, man, long time. But, yeah, you hit it on the money, man. We need a Sky Judge, man. NFL got to wake up, man, because after that game, that was a bad look. Like, I'm in Michigan, so I'm hearing it every day. And, I mean, it just a lot of people are thinking it's rigged, and I can't blame them.
I don't think it's rigged. I know what you're saying, Alf. I don't think it's rigged, and thanks for the call in Detroit listening. 97.1 The Ticket. I don't think it's rigged. I think officials right now, there's a lot of pressure. But also, I think there's favoritism. There is. Rodgers, it's like Jordan getting all the calls, right? Back in the day. It's like Kobe. It's like Steph now. LeBron used to. I don't think he gets as many calls as he used to at that, you know, the favorite teams that, you know, some will say, when you get to the point whether it's rigged, Dallas getting calls, they're a big TV draw. Green Bay getting calls Monday night, they're a big TV draw. That's where I get my conspiracy hat on and say, okay, it seems to be the teams or the individuals that are big TV draws that get all the calls. I don't think I'm making it up. And I don't think that's new news to a lot of you. At all. Let's go to Rick in Massachusetts. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How's it going? I got to defend my brother officials here, because I've been a game official for over 40 years. I do baseball, I do softball, I do hockey. And listen, the first thing I want to start out with is replay is totally screwing up all of sports. It's affected the way games are called. It's affected the way games are officiated. It's taken all the flow out of what used to be a great sport. The second thing is, no umpire, even Angel Hernandez, I know who you were getting at, does not go out there with a hidden agenda against a pitcher or a team or anybody else. That's just ludicrous. We don't do that in sports. It's not our job. We go out there, we work our game, we take our money, we go home. We don't care who wins or loses. No umpire I've ever talked with or worked with ever cares about the result of the game. All we care about is if we stay invisible. I learned one thing when at the first officials clinic I ever went to in my life, I was taught one philosophy, and I live by it to this day. If no one knows who called the game, you've done the best game alive.
Amen.
No one knows who called, If no one knows your name at the end of the game, you have done your job.
I agree. Here's another thing I'll say, and Rick, thanks for the call in Massachusetts. I don't think we should know the name of any official or referee. Because I like what Rick's saying, and I appreciate you officiating sports, hockey, baseball, softball. But I'll disagree that guys don't have agendas on players or managers. Come on. They see these guys on series, or they throw people out. Guys are swearing and yelling at them. No. But I don't think any umpire, I don't think TV should put them on. The guy shouldn't be talking. You know, you call a penalty, they're trying to explain it. These guys get more TV time than some players do. So I'm with you on all officials being invisible. And they get paid. And they get paid to do a job. And when you blame replay for screwing things up, well, it's time for the NFL to hire full-time officials. End of story. I like the Sky Judge. With technology, electronics, the ability to mic up the referee, the Sky Judge could talk to him, buzz him immediately. Hey, man, pick up the flag. There wasn't pass interference. Or you miss pass interference on this, I'm buzzing you, and he drops a flag. And I get the conspiracy theory on the other side. Well, what if that guy didn't want the Rams to beat the Saints? At least with a conspiracy theory, we can experiment. And I don't think the Sky Judge is a bad thing. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's grab Steven Georgia before we get to Seth Cantor and an update. How you doing, Steven?
Hey, well, how you doing? How you doing, bud? Good talking to you again.
Nice talking to you, Steve. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm like you, man. I want the Sky Judge so bad, man, because the last year and a half, I've not seen so many blatant, blown calls. This is the most blown calls I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm 52 years old. This is the last year and a half. You know, you go all the way back to New England, Kansas City, where they called the roughing the passer against Tom Brady, which the guy was supposed to literally hit him in the face, which the replay showed he never touched him. Then the Detroit Green Bay game, they called the hands to the face on the one guy, and they called that penalty on him twice. That guy, in his whole career, that was the first time he ever had that call on him. He doesn't do that, you know. And then the ref actually sits back there and waits to watch the play before he throws the flag, which makes me think, you know, what type of agenda he's got. Let me see if he makes a play first. If he don't make a play, then I'm going to throw the flag.
That was the most – that, you know what, and thanks for the call in Georgia, Steven. I appreciate you listening to the Saturday Night Huge Show. The video – that you have a chance to watch afterwards when the official basically waited to see if Rodgers would get away and make a play and then threw it, may be the most egregious thing I've ever seen. Because he looked like he was waiting to see, okay, like a hockey whistle, waiting to see if the team would score. No, that's not how it works with penalties in the NFL. So I need your huge forward college football. Huge for NFL. You agree with me on adding the Sky Judge and the ability to overrule any official and he's there in the stadium, or she is. They're up in the box. One final segment together before Sean Marash is up at the top of the hour. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. On Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We have Graceffo and Horowitz producing the show, the A-Team back at CBS Sports Radio in Manhattan. Huge questions of the night, something we do each and every Saturday during the football season. Top four teams in college football. I gave you mine in order at this hour. Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, and Oklahoma. Top four in the NFL. New England, San Francisco. Oh, how I long for Brady versus Jimmy G and the Payback Bowl. for it all. I did tell Graceffo that I was looking at the Patriots schedule, and with Sam Darnold back, could the Jets pull off another shocker? Could they? Could they beat the Patriots? I love Sam Darnold. They're a different team. You see why quarterbacks get the big bucks. And the talk of the Patriots trading for another receiver, do they need anybody? Really? Do they need anybody? At the Jets, they get Cleveland at home, at Baltimore, bye at Philly, Dallas at home, at Houston, Kansas City at home, at Cincinnati. They finish with Buffalo at home in Miami. So the likely potential losses from a perfect season for the Patriots, you know, Philly's tough to play in November. Who knows, you know, the 17th, I don't know, you'll be in snow season. At Houston, Texans, man, Deshaun Watson is in there for the MVP conversation with McCaffrey. And want to say hello to Matt Hanlon and the crew at one of America's great sports radio stations, WFNZ, serving all of North Carolina out of Charlotte. They're at least, worst two losses, at least 14-2. My, to be a Patriots fan right now, it's amazing. At least 14-2. That's like a guaranteed number. Then home field advantage in Foxborough and Brady back to a Super Bowl. And the NFC is just a dogfight right now. That is flat out crazy. Amazing. So if you want to join in, one final segment together, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read some tweets here in our final 10 minutes. Sean Mraz is up at the top of the hour. He's a depressed Yankees fan. He may go off on the umpires, Houston, the state of Texas, and maybe even the NASA facility and say, why are they in Houston? And I have a problem with it. Let's go to Brian in Boston. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Big Pasta, what's going on there, big guy? You know, I was going to get down on the Yankees in a little bit, you know, coming a whole decade, can't even make the World Series. They got that big monkey down there, number 99, hitting off ball all over the field. But let me tell you, it's a little camaraderie. You got to be able to play with these boys. They've been hurt. I got to give them 103 games during the regular season. But when it comes down to stop balling in the playoffs, right, you got to have that, like, Daz, that Raz, you know, you gotta get down on that ball. Now, as far as the Patriots, now let me tell you something. We're not playing with a freaking tight end right now, so people don't understand. Hey, we might have to shun a few of these AFC boys because he's like.
Okay. I don't. Sounds like that guy belongs in a Ben Affleck and Matt Damon movie. You know, for doing a late night sports show, which is primarily guys, and it's 1:46 a.m., and you're getting out of your local pub, out of a wedding reception, you're not driving, you're in Uber, you're taking a taxi. For almost five years of doing this show, we rarely encounter people who sound absolutely smashed. And I think that's a credit to you, the audience. But I don't care. You're having fun. You want to talk sports. 1-855-212-4CBS is always open. And I love everybody. And you have a right to your opinions. Tweets coming in at Saturday Huge. Richard Emmons is listening, I think, in Montreal. And he says, it looks like Max Kellerman was on point when he predicted Brady would fall off a cliff 3 years ago. Guys like Wilson, Rodgers, Watson, and Mahomes are the elite QBs in this new era, Brady should probably just retire before he gets hurt. Tom Brady is the most amazing athlete for longevity and the ability. We're talking, I just went through the schedule and said 14-2 is the low number right now for Brady. Yeah, I get you're in the AFC East, and I think with Sam Darnold, the Jets are better. The Bills outplayed the Patriots. If they don't get, what was it, the block punt, I think what the Patriots have, like 200 yards against the Bills? That's a good football team. There's no reason to hate on Brady. Absolutely none. It's envy. It's jealousy. Nothing negative about Tom Brady. And people have went after him. There is nothing. I know, James, you hate Brady, right? And the reason is because you're a Jets fan, correct? I think that's the only reason why you hate him. Horowitz is a Giants fan. Yeah, he might hate Brady. You hate him because he takes your team out. Even though Giants got some payback with a Tyree catch. You need to embrace Brady. He doesn't look anywhere near retirement right now. We can look at some guys and say, yeah, you know what? He's getting kind of old. I don't look at Brady. And I've watched, you know, because my son Ace is a huge Tom Brady fan. I haven't watched him at any point this year look like he's getting old. You see the little videos he does with his kids and everything on his Twitter account. That guy looks like he's 27 years old. Sure, he's chewing on kale, eating, you know, probiotic shakes, whatever he's doing. You know, my first thought is I should do that. I should really do that. And then I realize, nah, I'm not going to do that. I can't eat kale. And we also had a tweet from Andrea Malice, who's an astronomer, for our listeners out on KNBR in the Bay Area in California. She said that Saturn aligned with Altuve, who's a Taurus, and this was going to be a good night for him. Now, the only thing is she didn't send it to me before the game. She says, look forward to sharing Altuve Sports Astrology. Birthday, May 15th, 1990. Determined Taurus as he hits a walk-off homer as Astros go to World Series. He's having his Saturn return cycle of increased ambition. Timing is everything. But she gave that to me 16 minutes ago on Twitter. If she gave me that before, at least before the bottom of the ninth, then I could have bought in on the astrologist. I wonder if she's listening out there on KNBR. My birthday is September 19th, 1961. Even though I'm 58, I look like I'm 38, and I have the body of an 18-year-old. I wonder if she could tweet me what my day was supposed to be like, because this was an epic show. It was a beautiful thing. Micah drops a tweet from South Carolina. You are throwing Bama in your top four, but not Clemson. Who has Bama played? Duke, Old Miss, wait, North or New Mexico State University or Southern Miss? Your logic doesn't add up, especially when one team is a defending champ and beat the brakes off your number two team. Check your stats. All right, then I'll readjust my top four to fit your tweet. Micah, and I appreciate you listening down in beautiful South Carolina. I'll go Ohio State 1, LSU 2 then. I'll go Oklahoma 3 because they beat Texas. And I'll put Alabama 4. Clemson knocking on the door. Wisconsin gets knocked off today. Is that fair? I think it is. I wish the astrologist would have given me my reading She gave it to me afterwards about Altuve. She needs to do that, like, before. And then we would say, look what the astrologist said. Let's go to Mario in Boston. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's up, my man? We were just watching the Astros-Yankees series. Coming from Boston, I was cheering for the Astros this series. At the end of the day, knowing what they've done to us in 2016, I really want the Nats to win. They're a city that deserves to win. I was just questioning how you feel about it. I think the Nats finally deserve to get one in baseball and want the Astros to go down. What do you think, my man?
Thank you, Mario. Appreciate you listening in Boston. I love everybody in New England. I love the Patriots. I love Belichick. I love Thomas Jackson Brady. I love his appearance in Ted 2. I think the Astros are too deep. I mean, when you can send that Yankees team home 4-2 and Altuve, just a historic homer, has the crew from CBS Sports Radio, all the Yankee fans, including Horowitz and Sean Moraes, who's coming up next, they were watching it when T.J. hit that homer. They were thinking, I love New York. Start spreading the news. I think the Astros are too deep, too strong. But the Nats are a great story. I like Astros in 6, Mario. I appreciate your call from beautiful Boston. And Ben Horowitz, God bless you as a Yankees fan. It was a great year. Like Boone said in one of Seth's updates, great season for the Bronx Bombers. Astros and the Nats begin the World Series on Tuesday. I want to thank all of you for your huge opinions all across North America, 24/7. Feel free to let me know what you're thinking at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.